Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Langston.
Well done, I'd completely gone blank. Is it?
It is. I looked it up for the first time in, just before we finished for Christmas, I thought, look it up.
Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Each week we set a film for each other to watch and then we come into the studio and we talk about what we loved, hated and rated about the film. Now the beauty of our film club is that anybody can join in. All you have to do is watch along at home and then join us in the studio every Thursday. This week's episode has been chosen by you guys at home and seen as it is Christmas Eve Eve. It's a Christmas special. It's the last Christmas special of the Christmas series. Can you tell it's Christmas? And the Christmas film that we are reviewing this week is Jingle All the Way. But before we get into talking all things Jingle All the Way, as always, how has your week been?
I've just been Jingle All the Waying. I've just been Christmas shopping.
Did you get a doll?
I've done it. I was doing the kids, so I was literally Arnie running round the streets of Manchester.
What have you got them?
They've got clothes.
I hope they don't listen to this, because this comes out before Christmas Day.
No. It'll be fine. They've got clothes, they've got perfume, aftershave.
What's this year's Turbo Man? It's got to be Spider-Man.
I don't know, actually, what this year... I think Spider-Man's big, isn't it? Because the film's just come out.
Got to be Spider-Man, yeah.
Ruben wanted that Spider-Man costume, the one to match the film. The one with no abs, Dad. He kept saying that.
No abs?
Yeah, so all the Spider-Man costumes before have got abs, but this new one apparently doesn't have abs. And it just made me laugh that an eight-year-old was running around going, no abs.
I've got my own, Dad. I don't need them in hands.
Yeah.
He's going to stick that suit on and jump all over the fucking place, and it off the banister, fucking up. Watch this, Dad. I can stick onto windows.
Has he got the one with no abs?
No, I've not got it yet.
Full on Arnie. Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way. Jingle all the way.
You're going to have to go around to your neighbours and steal it from under the tree, aren't you?
Get it from under the tree. There's still time left. Hopefully I can get it in time.
Oh no, sold out.
I've just done my Christmas wrapping, and wrapping really is not my strong point. There used to be a shop in the Trafford Centre, didn't there, where you took them your stuff. So I used to go with IKEA bags full.
Rowan Atkinson.
Yep. £4 a present, so expensive.
Oh, wow.
Ben, I am so, so bad at wrapping. Like, so. I deliberately did most of my shopping at Selfridges because I've just left the stuff in the yellow bags. The stuff that I've got online and I've had to wrap.
But you don't buy anyone anything anyway, so you've only had to wrap one thing.
My wrapping is appalling. But there are like 5 presents that are wrapped and then there's probably like 10 things in Selfridges bags. And I was even just buying stuff that you wouldn't get from Selfridges, so it was in a bag so that I didn't have to wrap it.
It's not the wrapping, it's the present that counts.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Speaking of presents, so obviously today we're recording obviously before the 23rd, but that means I've got a few more days left on my advent calendar and today is my last day in Manchester. So I'm ready. Big bath.
Oh, get that bath wrong.
It's a big bomb.
No, Ben, because I've missed a few days. Oh, I've got about 8 and the big boy.
It's going to be a volcano, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fizzing all day long.
It's going to be one of those things when they stick mints in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Memento in a bottle.
Yeah, that's it.
What's happened to Galsy? Yeah. On the top of a spring. You put all the bath bombs in at once. Out.
I don't know if to do it all at once and just see what happens, or like chuck them like grenades, get in the bath and every now and then be like, have another.
Can you record it, please? So
we don't want to see you touchy, though.
No.
Just record it.
Record the bomb.
Put the big one in first, and then as you go, plop the other ones in.
I'm looking forward to it.
What smell are they?
There's like three different flavours. They're all like manly flavours, but I mean, it's just going to be a cocktail, isn't it? It's going to be a bit of everything.
There's one that you can get that's like a shark, and it's like as you put it in, it sort of like dissolves and it turns to blood as though it's like eating someone. I tried to get it. My daughter.
not even your son.
No.
She won't have a bath again.
It's brilliant.
It's like Ben's swimming story, isn't it? When his dad took him swimming.
Yeah. A shark.
Don't worry, son. He put a bath bomb in. Bath bomb? You're showing you the 25th? I went down for my advent calendar. I thought, ooh, I've saved a couple of days here. I think I said this last week.
Yeah.
It happened again.
All gone.
All gone. All fucking gone. And I suspect the 25th is gone.
The big one.
And just been resealed.
Yeah.
We have just released our Christmas special, haven't we?
On the Tube. On the YouTube.
We're on the Tube now, aren't we?
We're on the Tube and we're on the Patreon. So if you're on Patreon, obviously you saw it first. But if you're on the Tube, you've only just seen it.
You've only just seen it. And you missed the premiere status.
Yeah, it was big. It was big.
My mum rang me and she was like, I really like the Christmas special. And I was like, how's she seen it? Like, it's not out yet. And then I looked in the group chat and Henry was like, it's on Patreon. So obviously she must have it on notifications, tier 12 on Patreon.
Oh yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Friends and family.
Yeah, knows what she's doing.
So we were down at the farm. Well, it's come out very well, I think, that video.
Yeah, what did you think?
Very good.
It's funny. Made me laugh.
Made me laugh.
They're bigger than you think, those reindeer things, aren't they? When you look back.
I've watched it a few times and there's a few bits that make me laugh. Obviously, there's a bit where I'm holding the reindeer and it keeps cutting away when the reindeer's like wrestling me.
And then
the other bit is when we walk in to the llamas and Jack starts wafting him away. My sister was like, is he stroking him? And I was like, no, he's kind of giving it this shoo, get away.
I think what people won't know at home is when we went to see miniature donkeys, Dave said to us, he said to me anyway, don't get near the bloody miniature donkeys because they'll rub up against you and they stink. And that's all they did on you, Coulson. On your inside leg.
Didn't I have a bond with them donkeys?
Yeah. But me and Ben listened and we stayed away because you just stink a donkey all day.
It was like I was at a puppy farm. They were going in between my legs, jumping up on me. I was having a great donkey. Every time I was stroking him, Ben was going, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm. I had to put that old sheet from home on the car seat.
Because they were back in your car on the way home, weren't we?
We were sat in the restaurant after we'd filmed it, having lunch, and Ben was like, you stink. Like, you literally stink of donkey.
I didn't think it was a thing, but it was. You did properly smell a fart, but it was a great day. Good farm.
Great day.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
And if you've not seen that video yet, all you've got to do is go onto YouTube, type in Sofa Cinema Club, and Festive Fun on the Farm will be there waiting for you. The more exclusive deluxe is going onto Patreon. Also, whilst I'm on the topic of Patreon, this week we're releasing our first ever Patreon special, which is us three answering your questions from home. So, Jack, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been to York.
York? Haven't you been to York before?
I'm always there. They can't get rid of me.
The shambles.
I've done the shambles. I'm like a bad smell. I'm like Guy Fawkes. I'm a resident now.
York's lovely though. It is lovely.
It is real nice. So I've been there for the weekend with my girlfriend and her sister and her mum. We rented this little cottage.
Cozy.
One bed.
Two bed. Two, three bed. One bed.
That's tickled me. Romantic getaway. Ooh, awkward. One bed.
We're all in.
We're all in. Cozy.
It's a one bed hot tub romantic. The honeymoon lost.
It's
you can't say anything. You can't say anything, can you?
Oh, no, you can't. No, you can't. We've got to liven up the trip to York, haven't we?
Yeah.
Ooh, what was it like? Great one bed. So was there a hot tub?
No, no hot tub. Log fire. It was all that. Just 8 miles, 8 minutes or so outside of York, so you can easily get in. A little bit in the country.
What was the village called?
Sandhutton, I think. Funnily enough, we went for a little walk, and I walked past a local resident. He had a frigging ITV North Face jacket on. And I went, aye, and we did the whole work for the same company.
Emmerdale?
Yeah, Emmerdale, crew member.
Well, that's filmed in Wetherby, which is very, very close to York.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I figured. He was there just blowing his leaves away. With his leaf blower.
So what do you do? Bit of food?
Bit of food. What people do on, like, a country, you know, vacation, holiday thing away.
What's the food there in York? What am I going to go and have in York?
We went to, listen to this, Colson might know this place. Moulton? Have you been there, Coles?
Well, the village.
Yeah?
Yeah. We play cricket against Moulton. They're shit.
So outside of York, there's a village called Moulton that I didn't know this, but it's the Yorkshire capital for food.
Oh, hello. What did you have?
Yorkshire pudding.
Obviously.
Of course. And gravy.
Yeah, Yorkshire pudding. Three Yorkshire puddings. I had them.
Was that it? You just had a starter and then moved on?
No, moved on. I'm full, aren't I?
Yeah, that is true. Sounds an eventful trip to York. I wish me and Ben could have come.
No, it was good. Few shops, you know, Christmas stuff and what.
Few shops, every time you walk past, you go, how do they stay up?
It's always rammed in at York.
Like, rammed.
Rammed. Was rammed.
Even if it's empty, it's rammed because the streets are so small.
Yeah, it was exactly that. It was, yeah. Even Hanny's mum said, this is too busy. This is rammed. And I went, yeah, it's quite busy. You know, when you sort of like, you don't feel like you're moving, you're just like getting shuffled along. Do you know what I mean? Like you're an insect, like in the pack, do you know what I mean? You just sort of like, your feet don't touch the ground. That's what we were like. And I'm thinking, great, COVID.
Well, whilst you've been in York, I've been in the cinema, because that's what we do at Sofa Cinema Club. It was the release of Spider-Man last week.
My son was very excited. It was his birthday. He went to go and see it.
Did he go on the day?
He went on. On the day is his birthday, 17th of December.
Wow. I couldn't get tickets on the day.
He got them. He phoned me up and went, Dad, I'm off. I'm in. I'm there. Spider-Man. He was really excited. He loves Spider-Man. That's his favourite. So what's it like?
It's very good. Obviously, there's a whole thing about not spoiling Spider-Man, so I won't delve too much into it. But it is very good. It took me back to
your Spider-Man days?
Yeah, it did take me back to my Spider-Man days.
And what are your Spider-Man days? Is that Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, Maguire, big time.
I had Spider-Man string that came out your wrist, and it had a suction dart at the end of it, and it would go onto the wall, but you had to lick it before you fired it. So you go, hold on, lick. So you do it with your wrist, and it was like, it was like mechanical thing, and it would fire out this suction cup with string on it like you were web. You had web hands.
Wait, how old were you when you had this?
Yeah.
When my mid-30s? No, like seven. That Spider-Man was... Spider-Man's older than you, Colson, you know.
Did you have an actor playing Spider-Man or just the comics?
It was the comic, but then it was also TV show.
So Tobey Maguire wasn't the first Spider-Man?
No. Don't think the films had come out. I think it was like TV shows. Because Hulk was TV show, you see.
Ah...
Wasn't it? We didn't have the whole Marvel, so we had to make do with a man with it, whose eyes turned green and then a big bodybuilder painted green. That was the Hulk. But I had those. They were great.
It is very good. Like, it's probably the best, like, for me, Spider-Man is the best Marvel. But then it's like, everyone's always like Spider-Man or Batman. But then they're completely different. Batman's dark, isn't it, now when you think about it?
Hmm.
But he's got no powers. You want powers.
Spider-Man,
he's
just
got no powers. He just bought them. Batman.
Get behind the fact that is a kid literally taking on the world.
I think he's good as well, that Tom Holland.
Holland is good. He's very good, yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's good.
He's very good. Ben, last week you played a bit of Monopoly. Have you gone back to see the banker?
So our traditional Monopoly arguments have moved on to another game called Monopoly Deal.
Oh, hello.
It's very good. It's shorter and it's cards. So you just have five cards each and you get like your houses and everything like that, but it's quick.
There's no board.
There's no board. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. You can play a game in like 20 minutes.
Jack is not impressed, Ben.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Because I get the feeling Ben likes to play a game that's going to take 5-10 minutes and I'm done. I'm out. I'm walking the dog.
I want an argument. I want a winner. I want a loser who cries in 5-10 minutes. I'm not fucking around with 3 days all over. Don't touch the board. One of those where you put the board somewhere. Don't touch it. And you know the money's gone down. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. The Monopoly Deal. So what can happen there in Monopoly Deal is you have millions and millions you can owe. So we're getting to the end game. My son's got... He's doubled up on Park Lane and Mayfair.
He's got them now.
He's got them again. And then he gets rent and then a double rent card. Between me and my daughter, it's 34 million.
Oh, my God.
Well, his head's fallen off. He's doing the Olympic run. He's got the torches. He's got the banners out. I've won. I've beaten you Christmas Day. Well, Christmas, I've beaten you. I've won. I'm two games in, two wins. This would be my third win. And I'm like, actually, hold on, let's go. And what you have to do, if you haven't got the money, you have to give him your properties.
Right.
£34 million worth of property.
Yeah, but you get, like, each one's worth, like, loads more than it was on the board or whatever. So you got to know, you know what I mean? Yeah. You got to get rid of quite a few. So, and then he's like, yeah, I've won. He's running around or whatever. And then I knew I just needed one more go. I'd get three lots. If you get three lots of properties, you've won the game. Huff. Straight off. Huff. I put them down. I gave him 34 million. I went, is it my go? And he went, yeah. And I went, right. Ding, ding, ding. I won. Silence. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Because someone's given you the full guns in your face. Can't blame him. Can't blame him. Then they get dad, give him the full guns back. And I went, that's 3 out of 3. I'm retiring. I'm not playing again. Oh, come on, Dad, one more. No, I'm not playing. No. I refuse. I'm going to bed. But it's only 8. I'm going to bed. Oh, brilliant. So that was my week is Monopoly. It's just Monopoly.
It's funny.
The other thing we have all done this week is we have watched Jingle All The Way. So let's hear from Dan Brooks, who, Jack, you'll like this, is a financial advisor from Chesterfield.
Why will I like that?
Because you like the facts about what people do.
You love the finance. We can't keep you off that crypto.
I think you and Brooksy
would every day
have a great time together.
Do well.
Chatting finances and numbers and all that kind of stuff. Then.
Sell.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, shall we get him on for a synopsis of Jingle All The Way?
Get him on.
Let's see what he's got to say.
Come on, Brooksy.
Hi, Coulson, Jack and the brilliant Ben. The audience this week on the film's 25th anniversary is the comedy classic Jingle All The Way, directed by Brian Levant, who also directed Beethoven and the Flintstones, both 90s classics. The film evolves around the need for all children to have the in-demand action figure Turbo Man. 9-year-old Jamie is obsessed with Turbo Man and is expecting to have the toy under the tree come Christmas morning. But Howard, Jamie's father, famously played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, is wrapped up in his own selfish ways, and he always disappoints Jamie, and this year is no different. Christmas Eve morning comes around and Howard, in desperation, hits the shops, but nowhere has the action figure for sale, which leads to a close rivalry with Myron, the similarly disappointing father, both fighting for a Turbo Man for their sons. Have a great Christmas, guys. Looking forward to 2022 for more cricket stories, animal encounters, and, of course, Jack's hidden gems of the week.
What a guy.
That is done. He's out the park there.
First off, he kicked it off brilliantly with Ben's brilliance.
Yeah.
Brilliant, but he got it all in. He got synopsis. He got a Jack's hidden gem.
What the director's done.
What the director's done. Very, very 10 out of Christmas. 10 out of 10.
I think Dan could put all three of us out of a job quite easily.
I think I might give Dan all my money now.
What, Monopoly money?
Yeah, 34 million. There you go, Dan. What are you going to do with that?
I think he'd be good. Ring him. Hi, Dan, it's Ben from the podcast. I'm just playing Monopoly with the family.
I've got 34 million. Can you
I've
help?
Got all the train stations. Just wondering, should I buy the waterworks?
Oh, funny.
Talk to me. It's Christmas time. You're both back at home. How did you watch this film?
I watched it in York. I wasn't back at home. Okay. I had to watch it this weekend so we could record. So I had to say to the guys, I went, look, I've got this film to watch. So I said to Cara, I said, would Cara watch it with me, who's my girlfriend's sister? And she went, what film is it? And I told her, and she went, yeah, I love that film. I love that film. I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. So we watched it. And she remembers it when it sort of like came out. I went to the cinema to watch this film. Yeah.
Oh.
I remember. And I remember liking it.
What year was it?
96.
Oh, so you went knowing what you were doing. You didn't go with children.
I knowingly went. Yeah.
Jingle all the way.
How old were you been in 96?
8.
You didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, no.
What do you mean I didn't know what I was doing? I did.
Yeah, well, hey, you can't fucking cross a road by yourself, can you? You know, you go to the cinema to go to the cinema.
No, I know, but as far as films, that's what Ben's talking about.
Would you say you were more advanced in your film knowledge at 8 than I am at 23?
Yeah. Mars Earth.
I remember kind of liking it. And I think it's got elements of Home Alone, this film. Did anybody else notice that?
In context, because you definitely won't get this, probably, Coulson. When I was young, and Jack might just get this, this whole film is based on a real thing.
Yeah.
So the first thing was Rubik's Cube. You could not get a fucking Rubik's Cube at Christmas. No way could you get a Rubik's Cube. And so everyone was flying around, and each year you'd have the... I suppose it's a bit like a PS5, isn't it, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you couldn't get that, you couldn't get them at all. Like, so the Rubik's Cube, so this whole film's based on that premise, really.
Well, it's actually based on a toy. It's based on the Buzz Lightyear toy that came out with the film the year before.
Ooh, facts.
The writer based it off the Cabbage Patch Dolls.
I remember the Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yeah.
I remember that big.
That's what the writer based it off. And then Chris Columbus, who I think produced it, who directed Home Alone, he basically was like, fucking, I can't get Buzz Lightyear for no love, no money. And then the other thing that was big that year was Power Rangers. So that's when they've designed Turbo Man. If you look at him, it is, if Buzz Lightyear and the Power Rangers had sex, that is what would have come out. Yeah. I don't know who it would have come out of, but that's what would have come out. Did you ever have issues getting hold of... Because the other thing I remember, which apparently was a similar time, and I don't know why I remember this, I must have heard it from my mum and dad, the Tickle Me Elmos. I have heard stories of them...
No, that passed me by. Tickle Me Elmo passed me by. I remember Cabbage Patch Kid. I remember the big one, Rubik's Cube.
What about Johnny Seven Guns? Is that your era, Ben?
What's that?
I've been told about these.
I think my dad had one of them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's either my dad or someone his age.
Mm.
And it was basically a one-man army in a gun. And it was apparently the big present. The best of the best. It's probably quite sad that I bet my generation's probably the iPad or the iPhone.
They don't do it as much either. They want you to get them. Because then, in that time, you really couldn't get it. It wasn't like a ploy. They just weren't anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas now it always feels a bit of a ploy.
Well, you can always sort of get, because of the internet now.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids have grown up in the age of the internet where you can order this shit and it comes to your house. Whereas before, obviously, you couldn't. I remember my mum and dad really struggled to get Aliens toys when we were kids. We wanted the Aliens action figures and she struggled to get them. And also the Batmobile from the 1989 Batman film. That was a struggle, and getting the Joker and Batman. That was and my sister wanted a Furby. Do you remember them?
I remember.
Oh, I remember the eyes.
Yeah,
with the eyes. I remember.
Struggled to get them. Tamagotchis. Struggled to get them.
Tamagotchis. And then, like, 5 years later, it's a bag of shit in the loft.
Bag of shit. Blow up fucking chair. Do you remember them?
Yeah, yeah.
Inflatable chairs. What the fuck? Why did kids want them so bad?
Blow up chair.
They look shit.
What about a fridge? A fridge for your own bedroom.
A fridge for your bedroom to put some corks in?
Exactly.
Jesus. You led a different life from me. A fridge for your bedroom? We didn't even have a fridge.
Instead of step outside.
We had to step outside in the outside loo. We still had an outside loo. Get the milk.
There was one Christmas, yeah, where my mum was saying, what do I want? What do I want? And I really didn't know what I wanted. And in the end, the only thing that I wanted was a blender, okay? So my mum went ahead and bought me this blender for Christmas. And I told my sister what else I wanted, blah, blah, blah. And I got a blender so that I can make milkshakes at home, yeah? And the second week in January, my mum had to take me to the GP because I'd overdosed on lactose. I'd made myself lactose intolerant.
How many milkshakes had you had?
Don't know.
Were you making them every morning?
Scoops of vanilla ice cream, Oreo, and then milk just blended, and I'd be like, yeah, this is life's great, Merry Christmas.
That's so funny. What would you like? A blender.
How I've moved on.
Can I have a blow up chair, my own fridge, and a blender?
Yeah.
My bedroom basically was an Oreo milkshake parlour.
I don't have to move.
A dentist chair so I can just pour it straight in. And a drip so it can just go straight in.
Anyway, Howard's son is desperate for Turbo Man. And Howard is your typical dad that is addicted to work and kind of just overlooks his family slightly. You know, we get the impression straight off that he's not the best dad in the world.
Or actor.
Oh, that opening scene of Arnie. What is he doing?
When he's on the phone.
What is he doing?
You're my favourite customer.
Oh, he's bad.
He's not very good in any of them. But is he good in anything? Because I haven't really seen him.
Yeah, Terminator.
Was he an actor or was he a bodybuilder?
Bodybuilder.
And then they went, let's make you an actor.
There's quite a famous film called
Pumping Iron.
Yeah.
And you see him, that's him as a bodybuilder. And what he did brilliantly, I mean, it's amazing, really, is he converted himself into this movie star. But it was at the time where you had Stallone, him, maybe a bit of Bruce Willis, big action heroes, and he was the ultimate. So they're playing a bit off that, really.
Yeah.
That he's the action hero and Turbo Man.
When you think about it now, though, like, John Cena and Dave Bautista, they're probably the similarities, aren't they, in today's
industry? Yeah, yeah.
And The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
I mean, he's hit and miss. But John Cena and Dave Bautista are, well, Bautista's good.
He's not good. He's not good.
I think he's good in Bond.
No.
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 Okay, so they're all shit. But that is where they come from. And they obviously sell.
Yeah, but they serve a purpose within the film. So the Terminator was brilliant because you needed someone who looked, before CGI, you needed someone who looked out of this world. So he does those things very well. But then he's gone into, like, Twins, all those films where he goes acting.
Kindergarten Cop.
In the 90s, he started doing all of these odd comedies, which is kind of what led to this Christmas film. He got 20 million for this film, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that was his price. That's how much it was, because Arnie sold.
Yeah.
True Lies, you know, like Last Action Hero.
And he loved doing the film, like really, really loved it, like just enjoyed it so much. Which you can, when it gets into the film, I think he does get better and the character does grow on you. But it is very much him, like that scene where he's at the phone box and Ted, who I think's a great character, who's just like a little scumbag, isn't he?
Yeah,
like
brilliant.
Worming his way in, and he plays it brilliant. But that scene where he's on the phone box and he's like, put the cookie down.
But he's become a meme, hasn't he? Of him, like a meme of himself.
Before the time of memes, yeah.
Yes.
It's literally, some of it was like GCSE drama at Cass High.
Yeah.
Cass Factor. And here he is.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here he is lifting the teachers above his head. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So his kind of enemy in the film is a character called...
A character called Myron Larrabee.
Played by Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Yeah, Sinbad as my... Not Sinbad. Sinbad as Myron Larrabee.
Well, for that part, they tried to get Joe Pesci,
ah,
who we've just seen in Home Alone, and the like Christopher Columbus, they all really wanted him, and I think he was up for doing the film, but allegedly what it says on record is that he was too short to then go and play the baddie in like the last head-to-head scene. They were basically saying him against Arnie wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have worked.
Also, you get that problem where you're both not in the same shot.
Yeah. It's like when me and Jack do a scene, I have to sit down.
Yeah. But how did they go from Joe Pesci to Sinbad?
Saturday Night Live, I think. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday Night Live.
He was a comic. That was his thing. Yeah.
I mean, his character is what it is, isn't it? And I think he does it all right.
He just shouts in every scene, doesn't he?
Yeah, but what else could he do, Jack?
I don't know. He's not very liked. I mean, I'm jumping ahead, but I don't understand why he gets the fucking toy at the end.
Isn't that the kid and the message of Christmas and kind of making...
I don't give a shit. I've got a personal problem with this kid.
Go on. Did you audition for the part?
No, I didn't. But I'm like 11 year old and I go to see Star Wars Episode 1 and I'm excited because Anakin Skywalker's in it and it's Darth Vader, who's probably one of the most iconic characters in television in film history.
Do you know what? I was racking my brains to think, where have I seen
him? He's Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars, and he ruins the film.
That's it, that's it. In that bloody bit where they kept going around that racetrack.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, yippee and all that shit. He's right, shite. Toilet. Would awful.
If you had to pick out a standout performer from this film, who would it be?
It would be the neighbour.
Ted Maitland.
It's him.
He steals it. That first scene where all the neighbours are like, could you change the light of my porch? And he's like, yeah, I've got just the tool for the job.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, like, it's so creepy.
He absolutely steals the scene. And the kind of battle between him and Arnie with them never being at the same place and Ted kind of just knowing exactly what he's doing, it works for me.
Bit weird when he locks his wife in the car, though. Have you noticed that?
What, and tries it on with her?
Tries it on with her, yeah.
And gets eggnog all over his face.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, this film, I'll be honest with you, because I know that you two didn't, or I know that Ben definitely didn't from a message that he put in the group chat. I quite enjoyed this film.
Oh, God.
I just think it is a Christmas film, isn't it, Ben?
The bits I liked, there's elements. I liked the bit and the classic bit elements of all the parents in that toy shop trying to get one of them fucking bouncy balls.
Bouncy balls.
That's good.
I liked the bit where it was him versus all the Father Christmases.
Yeah.
And he was having a fight. I did like that scene. That made me laugh.
You know the bouncy ball bit, Jack?
Yeah.
You know how it's filmed in the Mall of America?
Yeah.
The reason that Arnie really enjoyed the film, he's on record saying, I enjoyed it because we filmed most of it in a mall and I could go shopping in between takes.
Oh.
So literally they're going cut and he's going into a shop.
Spending his $20 million.
What a life. What else did you like? I've got a bit each from you here.
I don't get, why does he punch the fucking reindeer?
Why does he have a fight to get to burn down the house? The reindeers, and he has a fight, and then they kind of friends, and then he's caught with the Turbo Man in his hand.
Now that we've met reindeers, you know that you're not going to win in a fight with a reindeer, don't you? We learnt that they're dangerous if they want to be.
Yeah, but Arnie just knocks him out at the end, and he's not even doing all. He's just there. He just decks the reindeer. And it's fine, it's okay. No one says it's bad.
And then buys him a beer afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they have a chat.
Yeah, he's drinking.
And then his wife at the end goes, yeah, don't worry about it. Now you're Turbo Man, it's all fine.
There's a lot going on. The film doesn't quite know what it is. And it all kind of heads up to Arnie being a bad dad and he can't get hold of this toy. There's little bits where he thinks he's getting close. Like Jack said, with the bouncy ball stuff, they feel there's a shop getting some in. They don't get it. There's a competition on the radio, and to win the competition, they run to the radio station, and then there's the scene with him saying there's a bomb.
But the guy who's with him uses the bomb?
Twice. That line happens twice.
Twice? It's like, what?
And the second time, it's a bomb.
It is? It's like, what? what has gone on? Someone's gone, I've got a great idea. How we've got to get both of them out. They're surrounded by the police. And then you get that thing cut back and they've kind of hairs all standing on end and they've got soot on their faces because they blew up.
There is a lot going on, but it all kind of leads to the big grand finale of Howard has never been there for his son, and when he wants him there the most is at the big Christmas Eve fete, which must be a big American thing, the big Christmas Eve parade. And Howard's going there to surprise his son, to spend Christmas Eve with him, and that's when he catches his wife in the car with Ted, and it looks like them two are getting cosy.
It's just shines, isn't it? And then suddenly someone goes, ah, there you are, we've been waiting for you. What?
Yeah, dog shit.
He puts on the suit and suddenly he's Turbo Man who knows how to fly a jetpack. Use your wrists, Turbo Man.
They filmed that in May at Universal Studios, so that's why it looks like 30 degrees. And that's why they've got all the costumes in the parade. Because it was like, what can we get at Universal? And they were like, well, we've got Sonic the Hedgehog. We've got this. You can have it. You can have it all.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a full-on Disney parade.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And he is now Turbo Man, and at the start he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just waving, and then it's clear that he hasn't learnt the choreography.
Made me laugh when they said, we're going to change your voice with the voice changer. Yeah. And it doesn't at all. Still talking with the thickest Austrian accent in the world. Ah, yeah. A Turbo Man.
And when he points to his son, it's almost like he forgets his own son's name. Jamie! And you're like, I don't think you know he's your son. And the son doesn't know it's him. It's like the Clark Kent.
Yeah.
He's got a helmet on, I can't tell.
And then the really, really weird bit is that Sinbad steals the baddie and kind of, they have this fight dressed as action heroes for the doll.
Climb the tree.
Yeah, that's a bit that's weird, but that's a bit that you, because it's a Christmas film, you just go, yeah, whatever.
And I don't say, yeah, whatever. I go, he's climbed up a shitty Christmas tree and his dad's using a jetpack to save him.
So can Christmas films not get away with being a bit shit?
Oh, no. They can get away with being shit, Coulson. But then there's shit. There's a shit and you've done a shit on a shit.
On your scale of shit, then, basically I'm talking about nativity because it's Christmas film scale of shit. How does this place compare to nativity?
Well, Nativity looks like one of the greatest films ever made.
No.
Compared with this.
Wow.
This is just tosh. It's just tosh. It's like not even a story, is it? It's just too. He's just trying to get a present at the end. He does. And he's got the doll and he is the doll.
But then he saves Christmas because he might not get his son Turbo Man, but he is Turbo Man.
No one else gives a shit. No one else gives a shit.
And Christmas is saved and Ted's gone back.
He gives the doll away.
Yeah, I don't know why he gives that fucking doll
Anakin
away.
Anakin Skywalker's been desperate for it. He gives it away.
Yeah, piss me off.
It is weird. You won't give it away.
Not a chance.
No, you wouldn't give it
not
away.
Not a chance in France.
If you gave it away, you'd turn around and go, are you joking?
Yeah.
You'd be fuming. I'm wearing this fucking suit so you can have that doll.
I've flown through the air. I've saved your life. I've nearly lost my marriage.
And Sinbad was a dick as well. Like,
yeah, knobhead.
You would not want... He will not be one bit grateful.
Can I remind you? He was trying to kill a child.
Trying
to kill a child. And we never even saw his kid. We don't even know if he had one.
He's probably took it back to his lair and he's got loads of toys everywhere. He's got Tickle Me Elmo and Buzz Lightyear and all the Power Rangers. He's a little collector. Mm. Should we take a quick break then and come back and see how high Ben rates this film?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, ratings. It is Christmas, Ben. I want to remind you that before you rate the audience.
Well, you go first.
No, I think you should go first.
No, because I'll piss on everyone's chips.
But if you go last, that's going to leave everyone in a foul mood on Christmas.
It won't leave in a foul mood.
Go on then, Jack, I'll let you start.
I watched this with sister-in-law, and we both turned to each other at the end and went, it's shit, isn't it? And we went, yeah, it's shit. Wasn't what we remembered. I mean, I don't know what we remembered, but we just remember thinking, God, it's not aged well. He's shit as well, aren't he? And I'm the biggest fucking fan of Schwarzenegger. I've read his book. I'm that much of a fan of him. But I can't back him up in this.
And you do his training program in the gym as well, don't you?
I do. I need to calm down, actually. I'm not. But yeah, he's not fucking great. He's not earned $20 million fucking dollars, I can assure you. The kid's shit. The kid's annoying because he's in a big fucking film and he goes on to be in an even bigger fucking film and he still fucks that up. So that's annoying. Neighbour, very good. He's in there.
Neighbour, very good.
He knows very what he's good. Doing. Sinbad's annoying. That pisses me. There's more that pisses me off in the film than what's good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in. I mean, it's going to be a low one. Let's say it's a 2.6.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Do you remember that the audience who listened to this podcast...
2.6. And remember, Patreon. Yeah,
the reason that we have this podcast, the people who facilitate us doing it, and every time they pick a film, you shit on it. You've 2.6 them.
No, but you always bring it back, Colson. You bring it back. You bring it back now.
For the sake of our audience.
2.6. 2.6 is very good. It's very precise and low. I love it. I love that score. 2.6. Awful. Colson?
For the sake of our audience and for the sake of making sure that people come back and listen to the podcast and to save Christmas, I would argue, I am going to go with 6.5. I was going to give it a 7, oh, but
you've
I
lost
can't.
Your, you've lost your fucking mind.
You've lost your head. You've lost your head. You need to go. You've lost your head.
It's all right.
You need
I
to
like
go outside
it.
And have a look at yourself.
It's fun. It's fun. I mean, he is dreadful. Like, dreadful. And the only good character is Ted.
Yeah, but you can't say that and do 6.5.
Yeah, but Ben, I'm thinking of the people at home.
No.
You don't have to, they're adults.
I bet you any money they haven't gone home and fucking watched it.
On memory, that is very true.
Yeah, they've suggested it from years ago, from memory, and gone, do you know what? When I saw this, I had a great time. And you've seen it as an adult. Everyone left me, Colson. I started off with a full family watching Jingle All The Way. The dog left. I was left on my own watching Jingle All The Way.
And is the times, Ben, when you sort of sat to you thinking, it's not worth it?
What am I doing? I'm a grown man watching Jingle All The Way. I tell you what, I've got to go 1.3. I'm going half Jack.
I'm glad that I've gone falsely high to kind of give it a bit of something, but it is, let's be honest, it's not the greatest film.
1.3, but that's an interesting thing, and people can comment or whatever they want to do. Are they talking about when they saw it first?
Yeah.
Because that's very, very different to seeing it now.
Yeah.
I think they're talking, they're voting with their hearts, not with their heads.
No.
So what's the final score?
It's 3.9 out of 6.5. 10.4 out of 30.
10.4 is good for Jingle All The Way. That That's good.
I think it's a good time to remind you all at home that we really do appreciate you, and thanks so much for listening and supporting the podcast.
Listen, they just need to go back and fucking watch it, and then as they watch it, they go, the boys are right.
Coulson, I cannot see anyone coming out of that nowadays going, it's a 7.5 all the way. You can't.
I agree. It's not very good. Like, I agree. But, Ben, being a Christmas film, you're allowed to be a certain element of shit. And there are aspects of it that I enjoy. And it's an hour and 20 minutes. You don't have to concentrate. You could cook the turkey at the same time.
Yeah, but we don't watch films for that fucking reason, Coulson.
I don't watch films to cook a turkey.
It's Christmas, isn't it? It's Christmas.
What? So I'm not going to watch?
What? So anything can be shit
at Christmas? It's not meant to be King Lear,
is
it?
I'm giving you a shit in a box and wrapping it up, but it's Christmas. Have that.
It's fucking Arnie in Jingle All the Way. It's not King Lear. Like, I don't know what you're expecting. It's a Christmas film. It's fun. It is 10.4 out of 30.
Which he can't complain about.
Oh, it's done well. He won't complain. He's $20 million richer. He's loving it.
But if you'd have given me 20 million quid, I think I'd have given it a better go than he did.
To be fair, what a career.
I've that's the only film I've ever seen him in.
What? That's the only thing you've ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger in?
Yeah.
You've never seen him in The Terminator? You've never seen any of those?
No, yeah.
What the fuck are you on about? You've never seen Arnold Schwarzenegger in any other film?
That's all I've seen him in.
What have you watched?
What? How have you not seen an Arnold Schwarzenegger film?
Have you just seen a certain amount of films hundreds of times and not seen... You've not seen anything he's done?
I've not seen... I genuinely haven't.
God.
Well, you haven't picked one on the podcast, have you?
No, we haven't. But I've probably not picked it because we thought, well, it's a bit too obvious.
But you wouldn't rush to watch him now, would you? You're not going to rush to watch film.
Terminator I like.
Predator?
Predator's fantastic. I watched that the other day. Yeah. I got you to watch Predator, Coulson. You have. You've seen Predator.
I have seen Predator.
I got you to watch it.
He's in
that. Is he one of the soldiers?
He's the guy.
Yeah, okay, he is, okay. I've seen him in that. I've seen him in that.
Okay.
I've seen him
in that. Okay. Yes, right. I got you to see that.
Right, let's do Jackson and Gem. And seeing as it's Christmas, I think it is only fair that we are joined by Dan Brooks. Are you ready? A 3, 2, 1.
Jack's Hidden Gems of the Week.
Is there anything that Dan Brooks can't do?
He was very good. Hidden Gem this week... It's a series, it's on the iPlayer. So if you pay for your TV license, which you all bloody well should, it's on there. It's on the iPlayer. It's a series, drama series, it came out this year, and it's a detective one. So it's a young girl's been murdered. I think it's about 3-4 episodes, so it's not long at all.
Vera.
No, Vera, no.
Were you ever in Vera? You must have been Newcastle. No. You're all Charlie.
No, you'd have been in Corrie.
I was in Corrie. It hadn't started.
I thought it'd been on you.
No, they don't just get every Geordie in Vera. It's not like a documentary series.
Anyway, it's called Shore Trial. I don't know if either of you two have seen it.
No?
No.
Right. Drama on BBC iPlayer. Okay. A young girl's been murdered and the detectives, police, Scotland Yard, they've got to find out who's done it, right?
Yeah.
And then halfway through, there's sort of like a trial. So they have to, the detectives and the police have to work with the CPS, the Crown Prosecution, and they've got to say whether they've got enough evidence to prosecute. And it's that sort of relationship that's good. So although you go in for the police as well, there's the CPS that sort of like have the other authority over it as well.
Has it just come out?
It came out sort of like November, October time, I think. And it's on the iPlayer and I've watched them all.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So it's only quick. There's only about 3-4 episodes. It's really good. It's British, by the way. And it's set in London. And yeah, it's really good. Really good series by the BBC. And that's the hidden gem. It's on the iPlayer, so give it a watch.
So as it is Christmas, us guys are having a few days off, and we're giving you at home a few days off us. But we are back with Series 5 in the new year. So make sure you go onto our Instagram in the new year to find out what film I am setting for the boys for our first episode in January. Remember, if you want more Sofa Cinema Club, you can head to our Patreon where our first bonus episode is going live this week. To be a Patreon member, all you've got to do is go to www.patreon. Have I done it again?
W's again. World Wide Web.
www.patreon/sofacinemaclub.com. Go on to our Patreon, pick your tier, listen to ad-free episodes of Sofa Cinema Club and bonus content just for you. All that is left to be said from us is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah, and that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.